This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Gregory Verghese. Achen is presently serving as the assistant vicar of St. Gregorius Orthodox Church in Floral Park, New York, and he is also serving as the OVBS director of the Northeast American Diocese. At this time, I invite Achen to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of the Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Today I will be speaking on St. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. If you want, you can open your Bibles and open your Bibles to that passage. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Father Kumar. Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one true God, forever and ever. Amen. Today, salvation has come upon this house. These are the words of Jesus Christ to Zacchaeus. When I hear these words of Jesus, "Today salvation has come upon this house," the first thing I say to myself is, hey, I want that. I wish I could hear Jesus say that about me and my household. So the question is, what did Zacchaeus do to have been worthy enough to hear these words from our Savior? The story of Zacchaeus in the Gospel of St. Luke is a powerful account that teaches all of us what we need to do in order to attain salvation. Let's take a closer look at this. Firstly, what was Zacchaeus' occupation? He was a tax collector. Not only was he a tax collector, but more specifically, he was the chief tax collector. This means he had a lot of power, he was a man of high status, and in addition to being the chief tax collector, he was also a rich man. Money, power, and status. All of this Zacchaeus possessed. When Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was in town to speak, he was attracted to Jesus and wanted to hear him. He saw the crowds, and because he was a short man, he could not see Jesus. So what did he do? He climbed up a tree. We can all imagine in our society, people with great wealth and status usually don't need to climb into trees to see important people. They usually have the best seats in the house. But Zacchaeus was so willing to hear and see Jesus, he forgot who he was. He forgot his status. He forgot his place in society. And he humiliated himself, climbing a tree to see Jesus. How many of us let our egos and our status and our self-centeredness keep us away from Jesus Christ? We come up with excuses to keep away from God. We try to justify our sinful actions. But like Zacchaeus, we are called to forget who we are, see past ourselves, and come to Jesus. We should note that just as Zacchaeus climbed onto a tree for his own salvation, we can also point to Jesus himself, who, though he was God, though he could have boasted of high status, Jesus took the form of a servant, forgot who he was, and he humbled himself. Jesus also climbed a tree. Jesus climbed the wood of the cross, except not for his salvation, but for our salvation. Secondly, when Jesus saw Zacchaeus, he invited himself to be a guest at his house. This was surely a controversial move. Regardless of Zacchaeus' reputation, regardless of Zacchaeus being deemed a sinner, Jesus overlooked this and decided to pour his love on Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus graciously accepted Jesus Christ into his life. Dear friends, I think all of us have in different times and in different ways heard the call from Jesus. It usually comes in the form of our own self-recognition that we are headed down the wrong path and our own self-acceptance that only Jesus can put us on the right track. Jesus calls us every day to turn from sin and evil and to take the path of righteousness. We hear the call of Jesus to use, not abuse or misuse, the talents God has given us. We are caught in a web of our own sin. But how many of us have the strength to accept the outstretched helping hand of Jesus? Zacchaeus was not only willing to make space for Jesus in his house, but he was also willing to make room for Jesus in his heart. We should do the same. Lastly, we know that Zacchaeus committed many wrongs in his life. He hurt people and he stole from people. But when Zacchaeus saw, heard, and experienced fellowship with Jesus, his sins became apparent. He saw his life from a new perspective and realized that his sins were weighing him down, keeping him away from the promise of salvation. Zacchaeus was willing not only to confess and acknowledge his sins, but he was willing to restore and repair his life through positive action. Zacchaeus said, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I will pay back four times that amount." Dear friends, a loving and positive spirit is medicine for our soul, and it will lead us to peace and salvation. In times of trouble and distress, we are tempted, especially by our surroundings, to turn to negative, harmful, and addictive outlets to provide us with temporary relief and false hope. When Zacchaeus saw Jesus, he had a glimpse of true and everlasting joy. Zacchaeus was convinced. He was converted. He was repentant. Zacchaeus was willing to go over and above what was required of him in order to be a recipient of this true and everlasting joy. If we want to hear those words from Jesus, "Today, salvation has come upon your house," we too must be willing to accept our sins. But we must be willing to go over and above simple confessions and make positive and constructive moves to heal our past mistakes and mend broken relationships. All this done with the guiding hand of our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one true God, forever and ever. Amen. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and unto his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen.